So this is 10 ways to get to $100 a month in subscriptions. And there really is a lot of different types of subscriptions you can run. And I'm going to go through 10 different kinds of subscription, 10 different subscription models for authors. We've seen fiction authors from all different kinds of genres succeed in these different models. I want to share them with you today so that you can try them out and maybe get to your first $100 a month in subscriptions. That's something important to remember, is if you already are at $100 a month, maybe you are an Emerald or even a Ruby author on Ream. That is super exciting. Yes, if you didn't know, Ream is a subscription platform by fiction authors for fiction authors, and we actually have amazing Ruby tiers and Emerald and even Diamond tiers. As you grow, that you get some awards. We send you some awesome things. It's kind of like the YouTube plaque, which, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, YouTube gives like a plaque when we hit 100,000 subscribers. And we're not quite there yet, but would love to get there and would love your help in that. So I want to help you get to Diamond status, which is 100K a year in your subscription. And I hope you help us get to Silver status, which is 100K subscribers. So with that said, there's many different ways we can get to $100 a month. And if you're already making good money in subscriptions, the really good news is that all these different models you can stack on top of each other. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that one tier can be one way to make money. And then you can set up another tier that follows a different subscription model, and you can also make money doing that. So when I mention these 10 ways to get to $100 a month in subscriptions, what's great is that you can actually do multiple of these ways over time, which is really, really exciting. And that's how you can grow a subscription not only to $100 a month, but hundreds of dollars a month, and maybe even $1,000 a month. And that is my goal, to help you get there today. Now, before I fully dive into the 10 ways to get to $100 a month in subscriptions, I want to share one last really important notice. So depending on when you're listening to this, I'm recording this at the end of June. It'll probably get uploaded at the beginning of July. And that's important because on July 3rd at midnight Eastern, the latest cohort of the six-figure subscription masterclass closes. Now, you probably haven't heard me say those words before on the podcast. And that's because we had to rebrand the six-figure subscription author accelerator to the six-figure subscription masterclass for fiction authors. We had to do the rebrand because we had an issue with trademarks, and we're like, okay, we'll change our name. No worries. So we changed the name, but we didn't just do that. We made the program so much better. We added a bonus module on advanced subscription marketing, which is really good. We added tons of templates for you to actually be able to launch your subscription. So not only do we teach you how to launch your subscription, but we give you email templates that allow you to launch it yourself and grow your fan base. And to top it all off, we added one-on-one feedback to the course. And you might be wondering, how does this work? Well, the one-on-one feedback is actually a form that you submit to us. It comes into the team. And then we, when you're ready, we'll take what you submit to us, your tiers, your page, your marketing, and give you feedback to help you get to the next level as a subscription author. It's pretty awesome. And that's exactly why we call it the Six Figure Subscription Masterclass. It gives you everything you need to know and more, and helps guide you through step-by-step how to get started and grow your subscription as an author. So if you want in on the masterclass, you should really join now. The link will be down in the description. It's only open for 48 more hours. And we'd love to have you there, because we've been doing it for a year already. Hundreds of authors have taken the course. Many have grown from zero to dozens of subscribers, making hundreds of dollars, even $1,000 a month now. Authors like Kitty Thomas, Laura Navarre, amazing, amazing stuff. I want to help you grow like they did. And we've put so much into this course to make it so much better over the last year that I really think this is the best time to join. Like, if you haven't gotten in yet, this is really just the time, because of all the awesome things that we're trying to give authors in there. We've really taken everything we've learned over the last year to improve it. So with all that said, definitely check out the masterclass. If you have an author friend who wants to get in, send them a message. Now's the time. We'd love to have you part of this cohort of the masterclass. But with all this amazing stuff said, I want to dive in to 10 ways to get to $100 a month in subscription. And if you stick to the end, if you stick around to the end, I actually have a special bonus surprise for you. So if you stick around to the end, it's actually, I want to give to you delivery if you stick around to the end. So let's get started with the first way, right? And one thing to note is that as I talk about each of these different ways, each of these 10 ways to get to $100 a month in subscription, I do not want you doing all these different ways. If you're just getting started, I think you should focus on one way at a time. And as that way grows or doesn't grow, depending on if it works or not, you could either add a new way or change what you're doing and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm instead going to try this in my subscription. Subscriptions really are all about iterating, all about that process, right? And that's what I want to help you with today. So way number one to get to $100 a month in subscriptions is having 30 fans basically donate to you at $3 per month. What does that mean? Donate? Basically, sometimes we forget about subscriptions that we don't actually have to do anything for it. We can actually just set up a donation page that fans can support us if and when they want. If you have 30 fans just choosing to tip you, almost like a coffee jar, at $3 a month, you'll get close to $100 a month. You could also have the tip jar be at $5 a month. There's some authors with subscriptions that don't actually do anything for their subscription. And this isn't the best way to get the most amount of subscribers, but it's something. It's a start. And there are authors doing this. Authors like N.K. Jemisin also initially started off with their whole goal, their subscription, really being, hey, I'm going to try and give you some extra things, but this is all about helping me have consistent income to write full time. So if you support that mission and want me to write more for you, support me here. That's one way to go about it. Way number one. But now let's move on to way number two, which is 20 fans paying for early access at $5 a month. So 20 fans, $5 a month, $100. Math seems simple, but what even is early access? Now, for those of you who have listened to this podcast, you've probably heard us talk about early access a lot. So I won't dive super, super deep into it here, but I will give you the rundown. Early access is when a reader pays to get access to a story before it's available to the broader public. Think about it like the red carpet release of your book, or even, you know, getting that VIP access to your story. That is what early access is. But it's important to note that early access isn't a monolith. There's quite a few ways that you can go about actually implementing early access for your story. The first way to actually get, you know, early access for your story is when it comes down to chapter by chapter or serial releases. This is what we most often think about with early access. A reader pays $5 a month. They might get access to one chapter a week, two chapters a week. You know the deal. You're welcome to do that. And for authors who either are releasing serially or writing serials, it makes an awful lot of sense. But I've talked to a lot of authors who are like, hey, I don't write serials. I don't even release serially. That's like uncomfortable. So I guess early access isn't for me. And I would just pause there and be like, what if you didn't release the chapters serially? What if instead you release them all in one big chunk? You could release 10 chapters a month, all in one big chunk. You could release your book once every 2 months and just give them all to it when it's ready. Here's the entire story. And not even worry about doing that chapter by chapter early access. And something interesting to figure out is which one your readers actually would like and prefer. They could pay monthly, pay $5 over the course of 2 or 3 months, and then know that in that second or third month, they're going to get that story that they've paid for, and then can continue staying subscribed to get future stories, that future early access. Or they might want that consistent drip of chapters coming in on a weekly or bi-weekly or even almost semi-weekly basis. So again, to you, what path do you want to take and what approach you think is best for you? But it's important to remember that early access isn't just one thing. It's actually multiple different things. You can tailor it to work for your author business. And how it typically ends up working is maybe your VIP readers are reading book 2, or they're up to chapter 30. And maybe the readers in a free serial platform, they're on chapter 1. Maybe the readers on retailers, they're on book 1. And then as you move to book 3 in early access, you release book 2 to the fans on retailers. And it just kind of keeps going in that cycle where that special group of fans paying you extra always can read and stay ahead of what's available to the public. Now, model number 3, or the third way to get $200 a month in subscriptions, is 20 fans paying $5 a month for a short story, for novella, or some sort of content that's not necessarily a novel. It's not early access to a novel or a serial that you release in your subscription, but it's something that's equally awesome that fans are super interested in. And what I like to kind of think about this is, these are probably stories or novellas that would normally not be commercially viable without a subscription. So with early access, right, you're taking a story that's already, hopefully, fingers crossed, going to do well in a retailer, and you're providing it to your audience early at a premium price that you can get extra money for your work and get that money in sooner, which is all like a really great thing as a business owner and as a creative. But maybe you don't want to do early access, but you still want to give your fans something, some digital sort of content, some bonus story for subscribing. Well, that's where thinking about what stories could you not write in a retailer? Short stories, like one and done short stories, aren't really something that does too well on retailers or serial fiction platform. Novellas are tricky, sometimes they do well, but not always. Especially if the novella that's tied to one of your existing world that requires background information before reading. These are the types of stories that are perfect for a subscription model. If you have 20 fans paying you $5 a month, then that works. You've reached our goal. Now, I'm going to do a little pause here because I know that I've already shared three different subscription models. It's a lot. There's a chance that you're already starting to feel a little overwhelmed. I'm sorry. We have seven more to go. But I just want to remind you that you only have to do one of these at a time. And this podcast is something that you can revisit for ideas and inspiration if you try one way to get to $100 a month and it doesn't work. And you might be wondering, why did I say $100 a month? Well, $100 a month really is the goal that we have for everyone who takes 6-year subscription masterclass. It's like if you get to $100 a month, you pay back your investment in that course and you can start really having something and revenue stream your author career that can add up over time. But there's another thing. What we see is when authors hit $100 a month, their subscriptions usually last for years. It becomes sustainable. That's the number, the magic number. You can get to $100 a month, usually it can be sustainable and grow for years on end. But getting that first $100 a month isn't easy. It's really hard, actually. And that's what this podcast and all these 10 ways are designed to help you get to. If early access didn't work, maybe you try some bonus content. Fan donations didn't work, maybe you actually, you know, go back to early access. Maybe it's not early access chapter by chapter, but early access with the book released one time, you know, 100 chapters, here you go, in one sitting. So with all this said, I now want to move on to way number four. Way number four that you can get $200 a month in subscriptions. It's one of my personal favorites because I think it's really interesting and it can be actually such an addictive thing that people need your subscription. What is it? It's 10 fans paying $10 a month for access to your backlist. So this doesn't work for every author. If you're just getting started, you might not have much of a backlist yet. That's okay. Over time, you will have a backlist. What's really cool about subscriptions is as your career grows and evolves, the ways that you can leverage a subscription also grow and evolve. But if you do have a backlist, listen up. You can do something really cool with it. So what I love about backlists are that you basically have these stories, right? This content that you haven't fully leveraged or released yet. Like you have fans who've seen it and they've maybe know about it, but they haven't actually read it and actually haven't like, you know, experienced all of it. So you basically have this situation where you have a reader who maybe has read one book from you, but hasn't gone through and read all 10 stories. And you go, how do I get them hooked on everything? I want them to read all my stories, but I keep trying to market my new books, or I'll do a campaign to my old books, but not all of my readers are interested in my old books. In fact, some of my readers have already read some of my older books, so it gets annoying. I don't know which books all my readers have read because if they're buying on retailers, I have no idea. So then it becomes this like really tough situation where it's like, okay, you have these books that are released, but they haven't really been shown to a group of readers yet. And then you're missing out on money because you're getting a reader to come in, but you're not actually getting them to enjoy and experience all different products that your business has to offer. So you're basically leaving tons of money on the table. And the reader's kind of like not upset, but they just don't know what they're missing out on. And they would love to know what they're missing out on because maybe then they would actually want and purchase your stories. This is where the magic of backlists and subscriptions come in. It allows you to basically say, hey, here's my own little mini Netflix or mini KU, if we want to use that word. And when you subscribe, you get access to all of my backlist. I love that model because it basically encourages fans to binge. At $10 a month, it already gives you a decent amount. But imagine if they do binge your whole backlist in a month, they probably won't. But if they do, they're going to stick with you for the future. And if they don't, but they read like 2 or 3 books from you in a month, great, they can stick around with you and read 2 or 3 books the next month and the next month. And you might be wondering, like, why would they stay subscribed at that $10 level? Well, if you're already giving them early access at that $10 level, then the backlist tier is an additional benefit on top of the early access. And what's really funny about that is you might have a lot of fans join at that backlist tier and stay for the early access and never downgrade. So it's a very interesting process where you're actually able to really increase what readers are paying you over a long period of time because they're that bought into your stories after diving into your backlist, because the subscription made it super easy to do because it's all in one place and they get access to all of it. It's just all there. And not everyone wants to do, you know, a backlist subscription where you get access to all of your books. There's good news here. You can offer access to a series at a time. Maybe if you're cycling a series out of a Kindle Unlimited, you can cycle that series into your subscription. You also, very importantly, can do other things like a book club, where once a month you're going to offer one book from your backlist to your readers. They can vote on it. Instead of reading, there's even polls that you can create instead of community posts where your readers can vote on the next book they want. It's awesome. And then from there, you know, they can vote on the book, choose that next book they're getting the next month. That becomes the book club title. And then if you're using Ream specifically, they can comment on each paragraph inside of the story and turn it into this amazing social experience. I'm starting to feel bad now because I feel like I'm breaking down each way into like two or three subways to actually do this, which is kind of the point. I tried to create 10 ways to get $200 a month in subscriptions, but there's really like 30 different ways, 40 different ways. And I'm just sharing them all with you because why not? It's fun. So let's get to way number five to get $200 a month in subscriptions. Way number five. And what I really like about way number five is that it's also related to bonus content, but in a slightly different way than part one. So 10 fans pay $10 a month for bonus content. Specifically, we're talking about character art, maybe some sort of, or could be anything that's like not directly related to text content. You could price text content, like your actual story, bonus, epilogue, bonus, short story at $10 a month. That's totally fair and appropriate. But what this tier mostly is like character art. And I've seen authors do other things too, such as like character profiles and things of that nature. But character art, I really see do the best, especially monster romance. That's really well. Monster romance, like amazingly well. So character art is very interesting. And typically, some authors charge even more than $10 a month. You might be working with a designer to actually design the art, which is really cool, but you just want to make sure that they're getting paid fairly and that you also are making money on your tier. Because it's really nice to just give away free art to readers, but it's kind of weird if they're paying you for that art and you're not making any money off that art. There needs to be sort of fair relationship you have, you know, with an artist in that time. So the sixth way to get $200 a month in subscriptions is 10 fans at $10 a month for audio. And I'm really excited to share this. Ream is really close to releasing audio. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. It's coming your way. And I can't wait for it. Sean's been working super, super hard at it. The team has been so excited. And very soon, you're going to be able to listen to audiobooks on Ream and publish audiobooks chapter by chapter inside of your subscription. So that is coming soon. Very soon. And 10 fans at $10 a month for audio is a lot of times what we see. Could be early access to audio. Could also be audio in a backlist. And it can be awesome. Having audio subscriptions where you can easily have your stories, ebook, and audio in one place can be awesome. You also could do foreign language subscriptions as well. And we actually are allowing multi-language stories where you can have different editions for different languages as part of the audio update, which will be huge and really, really valuable. So part number seven here is $25 a month for signed books at release. This is way number seven to get $200 a month. And I put $200 a month for signed books at release because I'm kind of assuming that you release maybe one signed book every 2 or 3 months. But maybe if you're releasing one signed book a year, you make this a $15 tier. Maybe if it's every 4 to 6 months, you make it a $20 tier. It's up to you. There's a few things to note, though, with these signed book tiers. First of all, you only need like 4 to 5 fans at a $25 signed book tier to actually get $200 a month in subscriptions. So you see how like 20 fans in early access versus four fans in a signed book tier. I'm not saying that it's easier, but for certain authors, it might be easier to get 20 fans in early access. And for other authors, it might be easier to get 4 fans in a signed book tier. But if they're in a signed book tier at $25 a month, then you're going to want to think about shipping costs. So if they're in the United States and you're in the United States, that's, I shouldn't say easy, but there's Media Mail that can account for that, and it tends to be at a pretty reasonable price. But if they're not in the U.S., right, if they live outside of the country and you're shipping a book from maybe Australia to India or Australia to Canada, you could start to get really expensive shipping. And the one thing you might want to do, and that I recommend doing, is charging extra for an international tier. So you might want to price international tier at $35 a month and just state discount for shipping. Or maybe you charge them extra, you invoice your readers separately for that. It's up to you how you do it. I usually recommend two tiers and make it super clear to your readers. And signed books are super fun. Could be signed books of new releases. When you don't have new releases, you could tell them you're doing signed books of your backlit. You just want to take into account that although it sounds like great money to be making $200 a month, you're also going to be spending time shipping these and signing these books. So you're going to want to make sure it's really priced fairly. And it's why I say $200 a month, because that seems to be a decent amount to make if you're not releasing like one book a month. But if you're doing one book a month, giving them the early access, giving them whatever on your earlier tiers, and giving them the signed book, that could be a lot. Could be a lot. Now, another option you could do at like a $25-ish tier is merchandise. And this is the eighth way to get to $100 a month. Because if you have $25 merchandise tier, four fans there, bazinga, $100 a month. Now, what does this actually look like on a merchandise tier? So I love merch. I'm a huge fan of merch. I'm not wearing the Story Knows the World merch today just because, I don't know, it wasn't the vibe right now. I'm wearing a collared shirt if you're watching the YouTube video. But I love merch. And why I love merch is because it allows your fans, your readers, to actually make, you know, your story, your characters, your world a part of their identity, part of their life. They get to rep proudly, you know, I am a fan of this. And there's really two kinds of different merch strategies. You could kind of blend them both together. You could do merch that's really just for existing fans of your work. Like, you must be a blank fan to enjoy this. Or you also could create merch that is actually, and I love this, by the way, merch that could be targeted to a broader audience. So maybe you are like Only James, creating merch that is perfect for their fans, but also could work for All of Them and Roman. You might just want the vibe of her clothes and what they say and have funny sayings on it. Maybe you design a merch brand just for horror readers. So it's like your readers can resonate with it. And maybe some designs are just for, you know, more targeted to your readers, but some designs could be for a broader audience of just horror readers. I really like that kind of way of building a merch brand, because then it becomes a true like clothing line, in a sense. And a clothing line that can operate all online, all drop shipped. It's kind of beautiful. And if you use something like Printful, which is what we recommend, at least right now, because we use Printful and we like it, then, you know, you have pretty high quality shirts, shorts, whatever you'd like to have printed and made, and it's delivered reliably to your readers without you even needing to actually touch the shirt. They'll ship it and fulfill it for you. Of course, it's an expense to this, which goes back to the point that at $25 merch tier, you're probably getting merch once a quarter. And maybe they get a new design or early access to new designs before the rest of your readership or the broader public does. Okay, we're down to our final two ways here. Way number 9 and way number 10. And I want to just do another pause, a little check-in, a little deep breath. I hope y'all are doing good. I have been doing good myself. Graduated school about 30 days ago now. So I've been home, worked on reading. Life is good. It's a little hot outside, but life is good. And I'm just so excited for all the fun things we have coming out on the platform. And I know you definitely noticed the change with the Story Tells of the World show. And we're now talking slightly about broader topics. But until the Ream platform like comes out with a la carte sales and really expands beyond subscriptions, we're still going to be talking a lot about subscriptions and serials here. But we're slowly shifting the conversation to talk about broader business topics for authors that can help all of you. But we're still going to talk about subscriptions here. And we're still going to talk about serials and all the things we have talked about. And hopefully just share new insights from new authors and some incredibly successful people to help all of you grow. Now with that little, well, update, I want to go to way number 9, which is a $50 book box. I love book boxes, but they're a lot of work. If you have a $50 a month book box, two fans get $200 a month. Sounds great, but it's definitely possible, even probable, that you could burn out doing it. So my big advice to you Don't go too hard in bunk boxing. Make sure that you're ready when you do it. And when you do it, charge what you're worth, because there's time that it takes to put together the box, the packaging, the signed book, any other swag or little goodies you put inside of it. It is an effort to do, which is why these book boxes are usually priced at $50 a month. And you're not even going to give them a book box a month. You might have $50 a month, but giving them one book box every 90 days, right? So book boxes can be great. They could be really, really profitable. But you just want to make sure that, one, you're actually sticking to prices that are worth your time. Because if you're charging $50 for a book box and spending $30 on, you know, shipping plus all the goods that go into it and the signed book, and you're only left with $20, that's a lot of, you know, cost and not a lot of money for you. So that's the $50 book box tier. Willow Winters at the 2024 SFA Virtual Summit, which you can find a link to that in the description somewhere if you want access to it, shared all about how to grow an amazing book box business. And I highly recommend listening to that because it's fun. It's amazing. So way number 10, our last way. And remember, I had a special surprise coming. So if you're still listening, I have a special surprise coming. And I'm doing this because I just genuinely want to share this with you. It's a very cool surprise. So I hope it doesn't, like, I hope it's worth your time waiting until the end. But the 10th way to get to $100 a month in subscriptions is one fan at $100 a month who supports you. And this one, you might be thinking, what is the grand benefit I'm offering? You don't have to offer anything here. And you're going to be like, I don't believe you. There's no way. There's no way you have someone paying $100 a month just to support me. Well, you don't know until you give it a shot. About a year ago, I was talking with an author, and she was getting ready to set up a ream. I was like, hey, why don't you set up a $100 tier? Just try it. You don't have to offer them anything extra, and that won't be your only tier. You can have a $5 and $10 tier. But if you have a $100 tier and no one subscribes, no harm, no foul. But what if someone subscribes? That'd be pretty cool, right? She's a little resistant to it, but eventually decided, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So she gave it a shot. And all of a sudden, it's pretty cool. She had seven paying members, but one of them was on a $100 tier. That's a big deal. And they stuck around for quite some time. That's incredible. That is what's possible with subscriptions. The 10th way to get to $100 a month is one subscriber at $100 a month. Will that happen to you if you're a first subscriber? Can't make any promises. Definitely can't make any promises. But can that happen for you? Yes. You don't have to be a huge best-selling author to have this happen to them. This author in particular was doing great, but, you know, wasn't, just like many of us, has some readers, getting sales, but isn't at the top of the charts. Yet they had a fan who loved them enough to pay them $100 a month. That's something for you to keep in mind. There's someone out there who loves you enough, who supports you enough, who likes your work enough to give you $100 a month. You just have to give them the chance to. And subscriptions give them that chance and give you that chance to be rewarded for your work. With all this said, that is 10 different ways to get to $100 a month in subscriptions. Intense, a lot, I know, but I hope it's a lot of fun, and I hope this was helpful. As one last piece of advice, if you're going through all this and you're going, wait, I tried this thing and it didn't work, you have so many other things to try that could get your subscription going. And what's beautiful is that there's no right or wrong way to grow a subscription. There's no best model. It's just what's best for you. And that's what matters. It's what's best for you, best for your readers, and what's sustainable for you. And that takes some testing to figure out. Take some trial. We're here to help you. And I also have another resource here to help you, which is I recently finished up and released the second edition of the Subscriptions for Authors book. You can get it on our mailing list. If you just go to subscriptionsforauthors.com, yes, we have the Throws World site now, but we still have subscriptionsforauthors.com. If you go there, you will get a copy of the book. I'll also link to just the book funnel link down below if you want to download it and read it. Some stuff has changed for the first edition in terms of links. I've added 6 new bonus chapters, and I added a new introduction. Otherwise, if you've already read the first edition, maybe like read the introduction, skip to the last 6 bonus chapters, because that's what I really changed in the second edition, is I added like 6 new chapters, because I need to dive into things that I didn't cover in the first edition. But I hope you enjoy it. And if you haven't read it yet, like, now is the chance to read the book, because it's a great book and will really help you. And I'm very grateful for all of the folks who've read it, all of you all in our community. You have made our dreams come true in this team. You are working with us to literally start the beginning of a movement to take back control for storytellers and to build a place where story tells the world. Subscription is just the beginning, but what we're all creating here together, what we're all a part of, is a movement that helps us all regain control of our author careers, connect directly to readers, and live the author life of our dreams on our own terms. It's why I give you 40 different ways to succeed in subscriptions and not the one singular way. So I hope you appreciate that. And I hope you take your time to relax, take it all in, and ask us questions about how we can help you and what path is best for you. We're here for you. We're great for you. I hope you have, can you have a race? Great rest of your day. A great summer ahead. You'll see more of me extremely soon. But in the meantime, don't forget, storytellers rule the world.